Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are talking about the book, The Harvest by Rick Joyner. It's a good book. You need to read it. The harvest is about to come in like we've never seen before, and you want to be prepared for the harvest. Over and over again, Jesus was talking about the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll send out workers. And you'll find out that when you begin to pray that, you will become a worker. You know, you'll become the answer. God will make you the answer because he's looking for those that has his heart. But the harvest is plentiful. And all God has to do is just suddenly, and men come running to God. But the question is, do you know this God that you profess? Secondly, are you his disciple? And thirdly, do you even know how to lead them to God when they come for him? And finally, do you know how to disciple someone? Mm. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we try to make that available to you on the VFN at VFNTV.com and at meetmyfather.org and Multiply Movement and all these different areas. You need to get prepared now. If people around you are not getting prepared, they're not your excuse.
Right.
They're your reason. You need to take action yourself and be prepared for this. And God, this is what John G. Lake said this. God will step over a million people to get with one man who believes him.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about the million people. Just you start believing God. Since you got to stand alone before God anyway, I mean, it's all by yourself. No witnesses, no suspects. You can't blame nobody. You can't bring any witnesses that said you were good. God knows what you were. He knows what we are. And so since you got to stand alone, quit worrying about other people and say, you know what? I'm going to do what's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like John G. Lake. You know, I believe that God can heal. I believe that God can deliver. I believe God can save. And I'm going to get trained, and we'll get launched. I'm going to be a disciple, and I'm going to make disciples. I'm just saying.
Hey.
And so.
Make it plain, man.
In his book, The Harvest, which is a vision that came like in a three-day period, most of it came almost like watching a movie, like you're watching it take place, which is pretty, very, very interesting, that he talks about this in the introduction, I think is really good, because there's a lot of prophecies that we've talked about. That God has given us, God has given friends of ours, and we make them available to you on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But what you need to do when you get to them, you need to say, Lord, I want this to come to pass. Or if it's bad, we go, dear Lord, we don't want this to come to pass.
Because right.
Some people, you know, it's like, yeah, let it rip. It's like, no, God's looking for people to have mercy.
That's right.
God is a merciful God. He's just wondering if we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, intercessors.
Intercessors. And one thing he brings up when he's talking about it in his introduction to The Harvest, Rick Joyner, he said that when Daniel saw the prophecies of Jeremiah and the timing of the Lord that he was going to restore his people to Jerusalem, he didn't celebrate. I mean, how many times do we get a prophetic word, a prophetic encounter, and we just go like, yeah, oh, thank God. You know, he didn't celebrate. He prayed. He began to pray that it would happen. And you think, well, why would he pray if God said this is going to happen? And you think about it, and this is what he talks about in his introduction. He brings up the fact that, you know, Psalms 115:16, he says, the Word of God says, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has been given to the sons of men. And you think about it, when he tells us, when Jesus walked out how we're supposed to walk out, although he was all God, he stayed all man and didn't use any of his God attributes. He depended on the Father and the movement of the Spirit for him to do what he did. And he talked to the Father about releasing his will on earth, and then God, his Father, would release his will. And so he knew what the Father wanted, but God, we see Jesus saying, be healed. And so he's speaking it out. I mean, he's not just waiting like, okay, I'm waiting any moment now because I saw an image in my spirit that this woman's going to be healed. So he's just staring at her. He's telling all his friends, hey, this woman's going to be healed. But he never looks at the woman and says, you know, be healed and releases those words over that woman. If God has shown you his will, we got to begin to speak his will. And we pray, dear God, heal this woman. And all of a sudden God goes, God, you do want my will.
Mm-hmm.
You want my will to happen there. I showed you my will. You prayed, you know, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And all of a sudden, now you're saying, you know, and I mean, my whole shifting in my prayer is just begin to say, you know, I got all these prophecies that we need to begin to just pray to pass. And I thank God for the prayer community, because I can see a shift taking place where we're going to begin to ask God for these things specifically, yes, to manifest. And this, I mean, there's some awesome things that God has in plan for us, if in fact we will ask him for it.
Sure.
So he says, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has been given unto the sons of men.
Right, so essentially we're partnering with God. He doesn't have a plan B, it's us. So we can actually declare things here in the heavenlies, declare things in the earth, and bring his will to come to pass on earth as it is in heaven. So it's a beautiful thing.
And so most of the things, you know, Rick's talking about, the Lord's just going to wait to see, and not everything, but obviously he says the Calvinists, this will give you a headache. But you know, the Lord is, you know, waiting on us to be concerned, to have his heart, to, and so if he reveals his secrets to you in a word, a dream, word of knowledge, prophecy, whatever, you know, out of Proverbs chapter 1, I wanted to reveal my secrets to you, that he does it so that we can begin to say, wow, that's what you want? You want a glory zone on the Gulf Coast? You want a third great awakening in America? Think about it. And then we don't just stare at America and go, watch, cross your arms and go, there's going to be a third great awakening. We begin to speak it out like Dutch Sheets is speaking it out across the land, a plea to heaven. An appeal to heaven. Mm-hmm. You begin to just speak out what God said. You know, like Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, and many others.
Reinhard Bonnke,
and just so many others. Apostle Isaiah Kaderi and others are just beginning to say what they saw, what we've seen, we're speaking out. And that's when we say it's the best times and the worst of times. Let's just pray that the worst of times doesn't happen, because we've seen some stuff, you know, and we can't stop some of the things, the real negative stuff that John shared with us on a previous program. No, the dark cloud and the light cloud.
Yeah, I'm all for the light cloud.
But the whole thing is, but when it comes time for God to do what he's going to do, there comes a point when it you can't. But there's plenty of involvement that we have in what he's want his will to be done here on earth. He says, pray that my will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so maybe you buried some prophecy and you're thinking like, you know, that's not going to happen. It's just, you know, I don't know what that was. You know, I was so encouraged for a little while and I kept looking out the window to see if it showed up in my front yard. I rode down the road and see if it was showed up. I switched church after church to see, you know, maybe this pastor or this person will tell me. And all along, God was waiting for you to open your mouth and begin to speak it out and ask him to bring that to pass in your life, in your ministry, in your family. Think about that. And then also,
well, think about it too. The enemy wants to do everything he can to stop that prophetic word from actually becoming a reality. I mean, we learned that, you know, there was a baby to be born. And he heard the prophetic word. The king wanted to have all the babies, you know, killed and destroyed under 2 years old. Anything to stop the word and to stop what God is doing. And so, but he couldn't stop it. Enemy couldn't stop it.
You know, for example, you know, what the Lord has a word over two of my children. And he said that they will serve me in their 20s. So you can sit back and wait for them to serve in the 20s, if that's God said to your children. Or you can just say, God, have my children serve you in their 20s. Mm. God, I pray that would take the place. That would actually take place. And then all of a sudden, you just start seeing, and you speak that over your children, and you watch God bring that to pass in their life. Or you can cross your arms and say, you know, I told my child or my husband about that or my wife about that or whatever the situation is. And you're angry at God, and it's like he showed you what his will was in heaven. Now you needed to pray that on earth.
Yeah.
No,
that's strong. That's really strong. It's powerful, because a lot of times we're just thinking, you know, well, this is what God's put all the responsibility on the Lord. And it's God saying, hey, this is a partnership. We have a relationship. You're my son. You're my daughter. Let's work together with this. And we can stand in the gap. We can do something about it.
We think about, when he created Adam, he said, you know, you rule down here and I'll rule up here. You go take dominion down there and you multiply and we'll have fellowship. That's what he said.
Yeah.
The thing is, we got to begin to take dominion, but then he tells us through his son, through Jesus, our Lord, that we need to pray his will. And what happened was Adam stepped out of the will of the Father, and that's where the fall of man came. But we were redeemed through the second Adam, Jesus Christ. And now he's telling us, this is how we do it. You know, this is what we do. And it's like, oh my goodness. So your whole I'm telling you, if you want a great prayer list, an effective prayer list, find out what God is wanting to do on earth and begin to ask him to do it. Or also find out what God is warning will happen and ask God not to do it. Mm-hmm. Ask him to have mercy. And what we pray is that we pray for justice, but that his mercy would triumph over his justice.
That's right.
That's our prayer, our continual prayer. So in other words, we want things to get back in their order, but we don't want everybody, you know,
slaughtered
in the process of it and being limping through all that. And so, God is a God who loves mercy. He's just full of mercy. He's just waiting to find out, do we want to pray that his mercy would be on earth? And you study history and you look, don't get so caught up in your 50 years, 30 years, 70 years, 10 years and thinking that's all that ever was. Mm. Just look at how merciful he is over time and all the different nations and all the cultures and that he loves and his willingness to step down in the midst of radical Islamic jihadists like Kamal Saleem and just reach down there and tell him when he cries out for him, I love you, and I got a plan for your life, and I'm going to heal you, and I'll be your God. And Kaleem gives his whole life to God, and now his ministry, according to General Boykin, is one of the most fruitful ministries. Thousands of people are giving their life to the Lord because this is the God that we serve. Mm-hmm. Think of how powerful he is. So when we start seeing God, and we just had on a recent program you can find on the VFN Torch about how he is visiting Arabs in their sleep, in their dream, Muslim nations, and he's encountering them. You can automatically, without any doubt, know then the will of God is for the Muslim people to be saved, the Arab people to be saved. So you can begin to pray, dear God, save the Muslim people. Show yourself to them. Lord, show them your love and your forgiveness and your mercy, Lord. Prevent this belittling and bondage and degrading of women and girls and children and all this religious stuff, and just free them, God, from the ties of religion and bring them into the family so we can have all of our Arab brothers and sisters, walking with us in a powerful way. Imagine just like 1,000 Kaleems, oh my goodness.
Come on.
So I want to encourage you. Kamal, I want to encourage you. Imagine 1,000 Kamals. Think about this. Go to VFNTV.com. Go to the drop-down menu, VFN Torch, and you'll see prophecies. And they're pretty dramatic. Physical battle coming to America, potential financial collapse. We'll talk about this in a later program. But, the word has been confirmed that Kamal Saleem talked about over 500,000 jihadists have already come over our borders already. But understand that this whole thing can turn around. We could say, God, I see that's happening and I see what you're showing me. But Lord, that you would begin to save these. This is our first encounter with people who love Jesus Christ. They don't realize that the Jesus they've been talked about is the Christianity they've been told is not true Christianity. That, God forgives, that God loves. God is not a God of war. God's a God of peace. And that, when they find out about that, he will forgive them and that you don't have to kill nobody to get into heaven. And that it's like unbelievable at first, but then they encounter him authentically and imagine that. So that's potentially 500,000 new souls, in a great revival amongst the Arab people in America. Just imagine when we begin to pray, say, dear God, send revival amongst the Arab Americans. We pray in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.